the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris has just launched a $50 million ad blitz that'll run across battleground states.
The one thing Kamala Harris has always been, fearless.
Last night, possible contenders for the number two spot on the Democratic ticket joined an online streaming event hosted by a group called White Dudes for Harris that raised more than $3.5 million. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
While we still don't know who Harris will choose as her potential running mate, we do know now who it won't be. Sources familiar with the vetting process confirmed to CBS News that North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has taken himself out of consideration.
Former President Donald Trump shared his thoughts about Harris versus President Biden on Fox.
I think she's a worse candidate than him. She's far more radical left. She is younger. I mean, she's 60 years old. A lot of people, I didn't realize she was 60. I thought she was a little younger.
Harris is actually 59. She'll turn 60 on October 20th. The man who took over at the Secret Service after the assassination attempt on Mr. Trump will be in the spotlight on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Leah Mishkin.
Barely a week into the job, acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe will take the hot seat on Capitol Hill. According to excerpts obtained by CBS News, Rowe will say he visited the site of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, and that quote, "What I saw made me ashamed."
A suspect has been charged with arson in Northern California's Park Fire, now the sixth largest wildfire in state history. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Chico.
The man accused of starting the blaze, 42-year-old Ronnie Stout, appeared in court for his arraignment. Prosecutors say he pushed a burning car into an embankment. One witness told us what she saw.
Some flames kind of lit at the passenger side. And then in that moment, we're like, oh, my God. And it like spread fast.
As thousands protest across Venezuela, opposition leaders say their campaign has proof it won Sunday's election by a landslide, despite President Nicolas Maduro's claim of victory. Maria Cornina Machado, through an interpreter.
I want to tell all Venezuelans in the country and abroad, to all the Democrats of the world, we now have proof of the truth of what happened in Venezuela. We did it. We did it.
Taylor Swift says she's completely in shock over what she calls the horror of yesterday's knife attack that killed two children and injured 11 others at a Swift-themed dance class in the UK. In an Instagram post today, the singer says she's at a complete loss for how to convey her sympathies to the families. A 17-year-old suspect is being held in connection. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft has bought up more Racine County land. Recent filings show they've paid almost $34 million for over 200 acres of additional land. The purchases, which include multiple parcels along Louis Sorenson Road in Mount Pleasant, will support the ongoing construction of the $3.3 billion data center project. The latest expansion builds upon Microsoft's previous acquisition of over 1,000 acres in December, bringing its total land holdings in the area to more than 1,200 acres. It's only a drill at a Kenosha Middle School today. If you're driving on the north side near Bullen, you'll likely see a bunch of first responders in the parking lot and what looks like something happening. That happening is a training session involving law enforcement and rescue teams from across Kenosha County. That training will last through the afternoon. The open Racine County supervisor seat will stay open for a few months. The District 18 seat will remain unfilled through the end of the year following Thomas Roanhouse's appointment as interim county executive. Roanhouse, who resigned from the District 18 role, was officially sworn into the new role on July 23rd, following a unanimous approval vote from the county board. Roanhouse says he will not run for the county executive position in the upcoming special election on December 19th. And early voting for the August 13th partisan primary election has started in Racine and Kenosha counties. You can see a ballot and find out where you can vote at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-3 victory over the Braves. Pat Murphy saying it took a while for the Brewer bats to get going against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes in his major league debut.
The kid struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game, but we kept pecking away. You know, there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer. You know, Cheerios sneaks in another homer.
Now, while the game was in progress, the Brewers finalized a trade deal, sending Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junitz to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. He was the Reds' opening day starter this year, 19 starts in all. Reliever Trevor McGill moved to the 15-day IR with a back strain. College football, the Badgers opening a 2-week training camp at the UW campus in Platteville today. When do we find out who the Badgers' starting quarterback is?
You know, if it continues to be a really tight battle, which it has been, it may last a little bit longer.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86. Tomorrow, 85 with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I think when people meet me, they think they're giving me a compliment. They go, "That's your name, Rocky?" And I go, "Yeah." And they go, "I got a dog named Rocky." Oh, my father gave me that name. And I had a typical Italian dad, you know, like, every day if I used to go to school, he goes, "Listen to me." He goes, "You don't rat on nobody." Yeah. He goes, "You don't know nothing." He goes, "You don't see nothing. And you didn't do nothing." So we're in history class, and a nun comes over there, and she's like, "Rock, I want you to tell me who killed President Kennedy." I go, "I didn't do it." She goes, "I know you didn't do it. Tell me who did." I go, "I didn't see nothing." Yeah. So she calls my father up to school. She goes, "I used this kid who killed Kennedy. He told me he didn't do it." My old man goes, "Hey, the kid said he didn't do it. He didn't do it."
Good morning. He didn't do it. If he said he didn't do it, he didn't do it. Who killed Kennedy? I didn't do it. Shay King is here from the Racine Public Library. She's head of business development, a.k.a. marketing.
That's right.
Business development sounds more like you're on the 40th floor of a major building in Manhattan. We're going to meet with Shay in just a moment. She's the head of business development for the nationwide global company that we are. She's in charge of our Paris and London offices, and also our new office that we're opening up in Kenya.
Yes, we're here to discuss big business every hour of every day.
Yeah, we're bringing the Techmobile to London. It's an exchange program.
And how are we getting it there?
We're shipping it over on a cruise ship.
Using the tech cruise ship.
Yeah, right, the tech cruise ship. Got to get one of those. Okay, coming up, the summer is still here. And, you know, people are saying, "Well, the summer's almost over." No, it's not almost over. We're not even halfway through the summer. And summer scares. I like that.
I love summer scares.
Yeah.
So summer scares is kind of like our... It's like our summer reading program, but it's specifically themed around all things horror. So we have versions for different age ranges, and a few different programs are coming up this week. So on Wednesday, we've got 2 back-to-back programs for teens. There's the book discussion for, I think it's pronounced Kendare Black. Kendare Black wrote the novel All These Bodies. So whether you've read like a page or a chapter or the whole thing, you are invited to come hang out, discuss the book, and make your own vampire-themed accessories. And immediately following that book discussion will be the teen movie night. So book discussions at 3.
What's on teen movie night, you know?
Teen movie night.
Let's they have a list of movies
we have to be careful about which movie titles we share, because sometimes copyright laws get a little bit strange. So,
it's your problem, not mine. I can say whatever I want to say.
So I'm trying to remember which movie it is. I know one of the movies was Five Nights at Freddy's. I want to say that's the July one. But if you show up and it's not Five Nights, don't blame me.
It's not a scary horror movie?
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yes. So Five Nights at Freddy's is about a bunch of animatronic monsters.
Yes, I remember. That's not an old movie.
That one's new.
Yeah. What's the scariest movie you ever saw? And I'll tell you mine.
Ooh.
And it's still two movies still frighten me today.
Honestly, I always come back to The Conjuring. It's lost its sparkle on me, but I first watched it when I was little and it kept me up at night. And I still think about it to this day.
Two movies scare me. The Exorcist, because when I saw it, the day after it opened worldwide. It opened on Christmas Day in 1973. And I was in Manhattan with a bunch of friends, and we were at the Paramount. And he said, "Well, The Exorcist." I said, "What's that?" He said, "I heard it's a real scary movie." We went in. My life was never the same after seeing that. Three of us guys, we were all hiding each other. Thank goodness it was daylight outside when we got up. The other one is the one that still frightens me. The Haunting from 1963. Robert Wise made this movie. He got done, he made West Side Story. Then he made this movie, and then he made The Sound of Music. This was this was the one he wanted to make. He made it in England. And it is the most frightening movie, and you really never see anything.
Ooh.
It's what you don't see.
I'm trying to remember if I've seen those.
That's behind the door, behind the walls, what you think you can hear, because one of the people in the house is going nuts and she's hearing these noises. The other people aren't.
Ooh.
But now the house is starting to disintegrate around them. Ooh. And they're starting to hear about things because the people who died in the house, the mysterious things that happened. It's called The Haunting. Now they remade the film. With Liam Neeson later on. Forget that version. That version is for stunka now. You don't want that version. You want to see the 1963 Robert Wise version. He said while he was making that, he was preparing for The Sound of Music. And Robert Wise also, one of his last films was Star Trek, the motion picture. He made that later on, too.
Man, just like kind of shoved a horror movie in the middle of all that.
Yeah. And one of the scariest movies ever made, The Haunting. Yeah.
Man.
All right. So teen movie night is coming up on Wednesday, July. This Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. The last Wednesday of every month. And this would be the last one, or they have one in August?
There's going to be one in August.
Okay. That's good. Summer scares. Now you have author visits too.
We do.
Tell me about that.
So this time it's connected to summer scares, but we do have author visits all throughout the year. That'll be sometimes local authors, sometimes nationally acclaimed authors. There's one coming up on Wednesday, July 31st at 5:30 in the Lee Room that's downstairs for Erin E. Adams, and we're going to be talking with her about her novel, Jackal. She's going to be coming in virtually. So
there's something my library never did when I was a kid.
But if you're a fan of Erin Adams or the book Jackal, then now's your chance to learn a little bit more about her.
I'm going to tell you, wait a second, let me get it out of here. Hold on. I got an envelope here I want to show you. And I was at the library when you had your Authors Day, Racine Authors Day.
Oh, that was cool.
And I took this from each one of the authors.
Racine. Sweet.
And I'm calling the authors, and one by one, we're getting them on the air.
That's awesome.
The ones that returned my call.
Right.
This was the author showcase had at the library. And I got little stuff from business cards and everything from each one of the people there. I got all their cards and everything that they put out. And we're going to have each one of the local authors on the air. And I got it at the library. It was fun meeting the authors. What's really interesting was their books and what they had to go through to get published. Some self-published. And, some of them sold like thousands and thousands of books. That surprised me. And they said some of the worst ways to do it. If you do it through Amazon, they take a cut. Yeah. And,
Amazon's dreadful.
Well, but you got to admit, people always check Amazon.
They do.
You got to pay for the exposure.
Yep.
And I guess it's good. Now, one of the authors you had there, Carol Gianforte, is a regular here on the morning show with Jim Messier. And they were just in last Thursday. And they talk about different things from the 50s and 60s
in
Racine.
Cool.
So my wife and I are reading her book now. She grew up on Carlisle Avenue. What a fabulous book. Now, my wife is reading it to me because I like to be read
to. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I can read, but I mean, you know, I like to be read to. And she reads it, and she reads it so well. She doesn't stumble and stutter through it like I would. And when it gets a picture, she holds up the book. Well, here's the picture. like you were in a little
story great time with Mrs. Rosen.
That's right. That's what it's like. She holds it. And I love reading. See, it's so well written. It's so good that we actually went to the spots she talked about in the book and read.
That's cool.
And walked the spots that her growing up, I'm going to get to how old she is, but it was a long time ago.
Right.
And some of the sites aren't there, but the pathways, mm-hmm. Oh, talk about vegetation. There was a pathway leading down. This is not far from where Lutheran High School is on Spring Street. It's not far. There was a long cement staircase going down from the top of that hill to the bottom. We found the staircase is covered with vegetation now.
Is it walkable still?
No. They put a fence up so you can't get to it. You couldn't get to it anyway. There are tree branches growing across it. Nature said, we're taking it back.
That's ours now.
And that's what nature did.
Yep.
Nature took it back. So, you know, if somebody wants it, they got to. It's a lot of work. So,
you know what I'd love to do is I'd love to do a site tour from some of the locations in the Haunted Racine books.
They give haunted tours downtown Racine.
I want to do that. I haven't been yet.
I went one to Nashville. We took a haunted tour at 10 o'clock at night. We were on a road trip to Nashville. And it was okay. He had some good stories. Whether they were true or not, I don't know. But he walked around with a lantern, and that's how we did the tour. And we're walking through the streets of Nashville at night. And that's it was kind of good. They do the haunted tours in downtown Racine.
I got to go on one of them.
They'll say, you know, here's the Racine Library. Three people hanged themselves from the upper staircase. Their bodies were never found. And they have little stories like that.
And that's why the third story of the clock tower
is blocked off to this day. When you go into the elevator, there's a third button there. But it doesn't go anywhere.
Or does it?
Look at that, I got goose pimples. You're scaring me. This is not what I signed on for this morning, getting scared. All right, let's talk about something less scary. Senior bingo.
Senior bingo. As not scary as they come.
Yeah, this is August 1st, 10 to 11. $1 million prize given away, $100,000. No, that's not like that.
You will win a scratch-off if you're among our best players, but I don't think it's one of the $1 million scratch-offs, I'm sorry to say.
In my mother's old age, she had to go to a rehab place for seniors. Yeah? And she was about, I think she was 90 years old at the time. And I see all this candy sitting on her nightstand at the place. Mm-hmm. I said, what's all this candy from? She goes, it was a contest, music contest. I said, so how'd you get all the candy? She said, I won every one. The people here are so stupid. They couldn't get one question right. She said, I got every question right. She's a bunch of morons here that can't answer the questions.
Thanks. I feel like they have to put her in containment after she wins like the first five.
She said that the questions were so simple. Nobody knew the answers. I just kept raising my hand and answering them. And okay, so that's senior bingo. And it's just a fun thing to do.
Yeah. We have a handful of different senior programs run by Shannon, who's really got a passion for building community for seniors. So she's awesome. Senior Bingo is Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m. in the community room, and it's open to anybody 50 or older.
Now, where's the community room? Second floor?
Yes, second
Everything's
floor.
Remember the Simon and Garfunkel song, It's All Happening at the Zoo? I do. It's all happening at the second floor. All right. Shea King is here, head of business development for the Racine Library. I'm Don Rosen, 718 at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 84, sunny and 71 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. Tell you what, I just screwed something up. Let's talk for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then let's talk about the STEAM workshop.
Okay, let's do it. So tinkering with tech is, if you remember our Maker Monday programs, this is like a miniature version of Maker Monday. So we'll have all of the tech in the innovation lab out for you to play with. There's 3D printers, laser engravers, robots. You can even do some simple coding and the robots will perform different commands if you code it right. So that'll be Saturday, August 3rd, 1 to 2 p.m. in the Innovation Lab. It's for kids and tweens. Registration is required. You can register at racinelibrary.info/calendar. And it takes place every other Saturday. So if you miss this one, you'll have another chance 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, who puts all these programs together, by the way?
Say again?
Who puts all these programs together?
All kinds of people throughout the library. Some of them are Melissa's team in the Innovation Lab. Some of them are the Adult Services Librarians. Some of them are the Youth Services Librarians. And me and my marketing teammate actually run a couple of the programs ourselves from time to time.
Okay. Now I got things straightened out here.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I think. Shay King is here. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the Innovation Lab and see what I'm doing wrong. Shay King's here from the Racine Library. More coming up. Don't move.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm feeling
good. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Oh, you tell him, Chris. All right, Shay King is here, head of business development at the Racine Library, Racine Public Library. Since I was yakking so much here, let's go through the list here of things coming up.
All right, let's do it. So we are looking for program attendees to come help us prep our Pride Quilt Fabric Swatches. So this program is a partnership between the library and the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin. Throughout August, the two of us are hosting a series of programs where you are invited to help us cut squares of fabric out. And then over the coming months, we're going to assemble those squares into a beautiful rainbow quilt. And you get to be a part of helping us make that happen.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So we have a limited number of cutting supplies available at these programs. So if you have your own rotary cutters, fabric rulers, or cutting mats, it would be helpful if you brought your own.
I don't even know what those are.
If you have them. If not, we'll get you covered.
All right.
So we have two at the library and two at the LGBT Center's different locations. So Facts on Fabric is at the Racine Public Library Business Center. It's August 6th, 10 to 11. This is a standing program, but on August 6th, we are going to dedicate the session to cutting our swatches of fabric. That one's for adults. And then the Stitch and Bitch is August 27th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. You can bring your own craft if you want to, but if you are willing to come with your hands free and help us cut some swatches, that'll be at the Business Center. Teens and adults are welcome.
Is that where you get to complain about your fellow coworkers and stuff while you're stitching? And
it is. I mean, we don't complain about our coworkers. My coworkers, but
everybody says that. But somebody doesn't like their coworkers. But everybody says I love my coworkers. But somebody's complaining about them.
We like to complain about the government, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the ones that are funding the library.
No, the bigger government.
Oh, the bigger one.
The ones who don't pay us.
The ones who don't shell out the money. Okay.
And then the two that are happening on the LGBT Center side of things, the first one is Youth Art Night. Well, they're both Youth Art Night, but the first one is at the LGBT Center, which is 1456 Junction Avenue in Racine. It's Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 to 7, and it's for teens and any family members or friends that the teens decide to bring with them. The second one is August 21st, again 5:30 to 7, but this one's happening at the Kenosha Creative Space. It's 624 57th Street in Kenosha, and again for teens and any family or friends they choose to bring with.
Boy, a lot of teenage stuff available here.
Yeah.
Wow, my mother used to say when I was a teenager, get out, come back when it gets dark. And that was it. We just rolled the neighborhood and, you know, rode our bikes and chatted. And that was it until you heard your mother yell, come on in, the Flintstones are on. And that was it.
Well, now you can roam on into the library.
Okay, this was kind of serious. You have Bill, is it Konigsberg?
Bill Konigsberg.
Yeah.
So he is the author of, I think, seven now young adult books, including The Porcupine of Truth, Openly Straight, and Out of the Pocket. This author is really interesting. So he writes about a lot of LGBTQ subjects for young adults. He's also got a background working for the Associated Press and for ESPN. So he's going to be at the library on Tuesday, August 6th, and the first program is for teens to meet him at 11 a.m. in Teen Scene, and that's where you can talk about all of his books, meet the author, ask him questions, learn what it's been like for him to get into publishing, and if you're lucky, you can win a copy of his newest book.
All right.
Yeah.
That's nice. Teen Talk.
So the other one that's coming up, oh. Teen Talk, you're on the second page. Let me tell you about one more Bill Konigsberg program, and then we'll go there.
Oh, this is all about suicide.
Yes. Yeah, okay. So this one's called Let's Talk About Suicide. And this is from Bill's perspective on navigating mental health, navigating his own serious challenges with it, as well as learning the kinds of things that his readers are going through. So it is for all ages. Younger viewers should, they and their caretakers should use their best judgment to decide if the topic's appropriate. If you think it'll be triggering for you, maybe sit this one out. But this one's also on Tuesday. It's 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the community room.
What a serious topic, too.
It is.
Because, you know, and so I always feel bad, no matter how old somebody is, when they commit suicide, I mean, they stop something that may have changed the planet, and we'll never know.
Right.
You know, what was so bad that you didn't want to keep your eyes open anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's...
And the ripple effects from it, too.
Yes, because all the people left behind who can't figure it out and their lives are now ruined. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm lucky I don't get it.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other things on here. I got four more things to talk about the next minute.
So Teen Talk, like you mentioned, that one is a partner program with NAMI Racine County. So Monday, August 12th, 4:30 p.m., and also on the second Monday of every month in Teen Scene. That is a program for teens to come in and work with one of the facilitators from NAMI to get some mental health support. So it's a safe place for teens to share and also help each other navigate the different things they're going through and experience that without fear of repercussions. And for the August session, if you're able to join us, we have a craft that we'll have ready for you to work on while you talk about what's going on. So like a little bit of informal art therapy.
Navigating unemployment. This is tough for people that were never unemployed before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of a sudden you find yourself without a job and it's scary.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that aren't easy to navigate about getting unemployment. But the library can help you with that too. So on Tuesday, August 13th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we will have UMOS, that's UMOS, in the building with us. And they are there to help you figure out how to apply for unemployment, what to do to get the best chances of having that go through successfully. They speak English and Spanish, so it's open to whichever language you speak. And it also happens every second and third Tuesday, 10 to 1, and every fourth Tuesday, 1 to 4 p.m.
Speaking about different languages, the Tandem Language Exchange. What's that?
Yes, that one's cool. So the Tandem Language Exchange, that's a style of language learning where you'll have two different individuals who speak different languages, and they're learning each other's languages. So out of everybody who comes, you'll match individuals up that have similar levels of language learning, and then they'll just chat with each other. So for this one in particular, it's for English language learners and Spanish language learners. It's Tuesday, August 13th, 6:30 p.m. It happens the second and fourth Tuesday of every month in the Martin Room. It's for teens and adults, and this one is hosted by the Wadowitz PTA.
Tango said. That's the only thing I know in Spanish. That and albondigas.
Tango said, I'm very thirsty. Little Spanish.
I'm sorry. I took 6 years of it.
And you
all
did?
All I got was albondigas meatballs and tango said. It means I'm thirsty. Which I guess all you need, really, if you're stuck in the wild, I guess that's all you need. Tango said, I'm thirsty.
I'm Mexican and I don't know very much Spanish.
And I want albondigas. I want meatballs. That's about it. Okay, a new program's going live this week.
Yes. So our September through December programs are going up on the website throughout this week. So keep an eye on our calendar at racinelibrary.info/calendar over the next few weeks. Also, keep an eye out for our September through December paper calendar that you can pick up in building. So that'll be our final batch of programs through the end of the year. So keep an eye out. Stay tuned. We've got some really cool stuff coming up, including a lot of Minecraft clubs, if you're into that.
I know people are. Okay, so coming in next will be Brianna Fuentes, and she'll be coming in on August 15th.
That's right.
From the public library. Yeah. I like the way you keep the schedule. That's good.
Good.
Do you have to force people to do it? Or
no. People, I've never had to twist somebody's arm. They all sign up because they're like, yeah, I want to go on the radio.
Let's see. You said, no, you have a performance review coming up in about 2 weeks. You sure you don't want to do this? Because if you're a team player, you'll do it.
I've gotten people who have reached out to me to be like, hey, I want to go on the radio. Can I go on the radio?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for everything you're doing, including us in your emails and so forth.
Well,
we do appreciate
that. Thank you, too.
We do. You're such a charming person in the
cool
morning.
This is a cool partnership.
Yeah, it is. It is good.
I love these conversations, so yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Shay. Shay King, Head of Business Development at the Racine Public Library. Again, August 15th, Brianna Fuentes will be here from the library as well. What's her title again? What does she do?
She is our interlibrary loan.
Oh, that's right.
Assistant.
That's right. I use her all the time. I said, can I have this DVD? Well, it's actually located in New Zealand. But we'll get it for you. We'll have it here tomorrow.
That's free.
We'll send a plane out to go get it. Thank you very much. It's 7:33. Let's get to the news from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Wannell's watching things for us this morning. Stuart, let's go.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Microsoft has bought up more Racine County land. Recent filings show they've paid almost $34 million for over 200 acres of additional land. The purchases, which include multiple parcels along Louis Sorensen Road in Mount Pleasant, will support the ongoing construction of the $3.3 billion data center project. The latest expansion builds upon Microsoft's previous acquisition of over 1,000 acres in December, bringing its total land holdings in the area to more than 1,200 acres. It's only a drill at a Kenosha middle school today.
If you're driving on the north side near Bullen, you'll likely see a bunch of first responders in the parking lot and what looks like something happening. That happening is a training session involving law enforcement and rescue teams from across Kenosha County. That training will last through the afternoon. The open Racine County supervisor seat will stay open for a few months. The District 18 seat will remain unfilled through the end of the year following Thomas Roanhouse's appointment as interim county executive. Roanhouse, who resigned from the District 18 role, was officially sworn into the new role on July 23rd, following a unanimous approval vote from the county board. Roanhouse says he will not run for the county executive position in the upcoming special election on December 19th. And early voting for the August 13th partisan primary election has started in Racine and Kenosha counties. You can see a ballot and find out where you can vote at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
An important question for producers selling calves at online auctions or sale barns is what makes those cattle buyers pay more money? I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Dr. John Hutchison, Director of Cattle Technical Services at Merck Animal Health, talks about the management programs and health protocols that have the biggest impact on revenue, according to auction data analysis.
I want to visit a little bit today about superior livestock auction data that Kansas State University and Merck Animal Health all worked together to kind of summarize this data. There was over 800,000 head of calves in the database, and we looked at different management factors, we looked at different programs and health protocols, and trying to look at the big drivers for the folks that are in the sale barn, or in this case, a video auction. What are they paying for? What are they using their checkbook to put the most money at? This is probably the strongest signal one can get in an auction barn. Is these are the people that are using their money to buy these calves.
That's Dr. John Hutchison, Director of Cattle Technical Services at Merck Animal Health. I'll have more news right after this.
There's also an important aspect of the representation that Farm Bureau does for agriculture producers at the Capitol in Madison. The legislative affairs team is involved in engaging because we're all busy, right? We can't get down to Madison and talk to our legislators as much as we'd probably like to. But being involved in Farm Bureau gives you that representation at Madison to make sure our voices are heard for agriculture.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The 2024 Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grants are open to applicants until September 9th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will award a total of up to $200,000 in grant funding in 2024. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production, agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. You can learn more about this and learn how to apply, as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter, as we'll deliver 5 stories to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86, tomorrow, 85, with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
So I'm married. I have a wife. I have a spouse. She's a woman. She's a rescue. My wife and I just celebrated 32 years of marriage. I earned every bit of that applause. Lately, she's taken to amuse herself by asking me questions that have no good answer. Like the other day, out of the blue, she says, "What would you do without me?" I panicked. I said, I don't know, maybe make up my own mind once in a while. Gentlemen, that is not a good answer. A little bit of advice. Put some time into it up front so you'll be ready when the question pops up.
Let me close. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna want a dose.
That's the same guy who did Do What Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Manfred Mann. The Mighty Quinn. Then he had Manfred Mann's Earth Band after that. They had, Blinded by the Light? Remember that? Yeah. Good morning, local news, Tablas Hits, WRJN. I have two Amazon stories for you. One is just, it'll bring tears to your eyes. On somebody's doorbell cam, an Amazon guy delivering a package. And when he was leaving, their American flag was kind of knotted up a little bit. So he unfurled it, made it so it was nice. Then he stood back, saluted the flag, touched it with his hand, and got back into his truck. It really is moving to see it done. Then this story. Listen to this. A woman in Colombia orders an air fryer on Amazon, opens the box, and there's a giant lizard alive in the box. Wow. Yeah. One story is beautiful. The other one's kind of scary. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Who wants to buy?
Diamond Ring, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN 747. It's going to be a sunny day today. Highs near 84, partly cloudy tonight, lows 70, partly sunny, 82 tomorrow. Right now, sunny and 71 degrees here at Radio Park. Now, you've heard about recalls. The windshield wipers are being recalled because they scratch your windshield, or, you know, the seat doesn't go back as far, so we're going to recall. Get a load of this recall. This won't be cheap. Toyota is recalling 100,000 pickup trucks because the engines can suddenly lose power. Now, to fix it, they have to replace the entire engine in all 100,000 vehicles. Could you imagine the cost of that recall? Wow.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Find
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer? WRJN Big Deals presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. Enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers against the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown. It's coming up on Friday, August 16th. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. It ends Friday, August 9th. The WRJN Big Deal Summer Sweepstakes, your ticket to summer fun with WRJN and, of course, the Milwaukee Brewers.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
754 WRJN, an engineer for Tesla. Those are the people that created the car that drives by itself, that's had some accidents with it. Okay. They now have created the perfect chocolate chip. The guy from Tesla designed them to melt smoother and taste better, but if you want to try them, it's going to cost you $30 a bag for just over 1 pound. Now, this is the same guy who built that car that supposedly drives by itself, huh? All right. Sounds of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel, WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fools said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls. Sounds of silence.
The sun's rising, the coffee's perking. It wouldn't be morning without Dawn Rosen. WRJN.
Hey. Hey. Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Time for the pay I
o'clock world, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. According to a new report, a great way to get a discount is to give the salesperson a compliment. Researchers found that when you compliment a salesperson or manager, it lowers their guard. It makes the negotiation.